VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The already contentious impeachment proceedings in the U.S. House take an ugly turn as the process is delayed until Friday. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
This is the kangaroo court.
Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee were furious after Chairman Gerald Nadler announced late Thursday.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes.
With that, Nadler delayed until Friday morning the committee's final votes on the two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Representative Doug Collins, the ranking Republican on the committee, was livid.
Chairman's integrity is gone. His staff is gone. This was the most Bush League thing I have seen forever.
The House Judiciary Committee reconvenes at 10 a.m. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate the Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is winning a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning Johnson's plan to leave the EU by January 31st could end and begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Votes are still being counted, but the Conservatives are projected to earn a massive win, about 368 seats in Westminster when the dust settles. That's up from 298. Jeremy Corbyn and his opposition Labour Party, the man who would have replaced Johnson, projected to be down to 191 from 243. Smaller parties are filling out the rest with no decisive changes. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. A senior U.S. official says Washington sanctions against Iran's sharply curbed Tehran's access to foreign currency, leaving only $10 billion of accessible reserves to